Welcome back to the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy, and tonight's episode is going to deal with strong sexual contact, adult language, and adult situation. Listening discretion is advised. So, what is tonight's topic? Or I should say this morning's topic, actually. It is 1:27 a.m. And it's something that is kind of dear to me because, A, as a nice guy, it happens to me a lot. As a human being, it pisses me the fuck off a lot. And that is being manipulated, being used, or being led to believe something that is not true. Now, do those three have something in common? Yes. Basically, they are the true motto and code, I believe, for gold diggers and or women that do not give two fucks about men. Now, is it okay for a woman to manipulate a man for money, sex, or for housing or anything? No, it is not. It is never okay. I just want to point that out there. I do not give two shits what you're thinking or anything. Let me put it this way. If you cannot find a place to stay and you have to spread your legs to get a place to stay, you are still manipulating him, because I will tell you right now, chances are the person you put your targets on is a nice guy and you are manipulating him. You are giving something that he knows he will never get so that you have a place to stay, so that you do not have to work, and so all you have to do is destroy his heart later on in life, and it will happen. Trust me, I know. I still don't know where my heart is. I think it's somewhere along the lines of Jupiter, maybe. It might have just destroyed, shattered, I don't know. But it is still wrong. If you, and don't get me wrong, men do the exact same thing, but ladies, unfortunately, tonight is your night. Maybe next week it'll be the men's night. Okay, I'm an equal opportunist. Next week will be the men's night. But what I am saying is geared strictly for the women tonight. Women have this power against nice guys, and that is that nice guys, true nice guys, not dickheads, not jerk-offs, not jackasses, not, you know, douchebags, true, authentic, genuine nice guys realize that they are not going to be in a relationship for the majority of their life. They are going to be single. They hope that they're wrong, and there are a few cases where they are wrong. Majority of the time, they are single. Does not matter what they do. Does not matter how they prepare. They will be single. And it's the problem that women have this innate sense to know. Oh, look, it's a nice guy, and I need money for my car. We'll flirt. we'll go as far as we can, get the money, and then we'll ease back a little bit, and if we need any more money, we'll go from it. Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. That makes you a slut and a whore. Because the true definition of a hooker is performing sexual acts for money. That's exactly what you just did. If that literally makes you a hooker. If you perform any acts, if you blow him, if you suck his dick, you are a hooker. Doesn't matter if it's for $10, doesn't matter if it's for $1,000, you're a hooker. So next time you little mischievous little gold diggers think about that, I want you to realize how very close you are to not being as good as you thought you were. The other part to that is you are literally playing with a man's entire psyche. I have stated this numerous times on this podcast. I have stated this numerous times out there. I am a very depressed person. Why am I a depressed person? Well, because the fact is that the people that I was with, either sexually or romantically, have in one way, shape, or form, except for a couple. There are a few that did not do this. Mainly there is one, and if you know me in real life, you know who am I talking about, that said things, did things, and have became a, I guess, focal point in my life. I did all this for them. I gave them money. I helped them where I could. I housed them. I did all this. And in return, my self-confidence just plummeted. I don't think you can get any lower self-confidence than I have. And trust me, it's below zero. My self-esteem, my everything. Everybody at work tells me, "Oh, you need to love yourself." Why? That's another topic, but I'll pinpoint that for a minute. If nobody else loves me, why should I love myself? And we'll go back to that topic in another layer. Let me write that down. Love yourself. Okay, there we go. So, now, anybody, any woman that uses a man, you are literally destroying their own love for themselves. I don't trust anybody at all. Now, don't get me wrong, I am still the nicest, kindest motherfucker you will ever met. I will do whatever it takes, but if you come to me as a woman and I'm at the bar and I'm working and you come up to me twirling your hair, fixing your boob, and I'm going to be like, get to stepping. You've literally lost every respect I had for you. You could be a PhD only asking for a glass of water. I don't care. You came off the wrong way and I'm done. And that's just how it is. I've been manipulated, I've been conned, cheated, and all that. And that's what happens. If you, as a woman, use your power of seduction, your power of pussy, I'm going to call that, maybe I'll make a shirt, call it pussy power. It wouldn't fly, but hey, you know. And, you know, you use your pussy, you use your ass, you use your tits. Guess what? You are manipulating. You are being deceitful. You are literally being a gold digger. And I don't like the way the term gold digger is being currently used, because gold digger means you're using somebody for money. I'm sorry, but in this world, in this day and age, if you utilize somebody for anything, you are being a gold digger. You are utilizing your assets and your abilities for gain that would not necessarily have come any other way. If you're going to this guy because you want a job and you suck his dick to try to get this job, well, that makes you a gold digger. Because you knew on your own merit and on your own abilities you couldn't get it. So, that's wrong, because you sucked his dick. And apparently it was that good, you got the job. And that's just totally random. I don't know anybody that did that. Please, if you know me, in real life, I do not know anybody that did that. It was just an example. But it's a good example. There are people out there that actually do that, oh, I can't do this. What if we have sex? And especially if you are a typical nice guy that don't have the looks, that don't have the confidence, that don't have the charisma, don't have any of that, you're going to probably think, this will be my one true time of living a nice, happy, sexual life. Because nice guys really don't have a sex life. They have sex episodes, and they are very few and far between. So that's it for this episode. Again, sorry, I have been moving. I'm still not completely moved. Everything's brought in. I just have a full-time job, and it's difficult sometimes. So I will be back next Monday, and I hope to see you there. I will do 2 more episodes. We'll do part 2 for the guys. I'm going to write that down too. Part 2, guys, for manipulation. And all right. So hope to see you guys. Or hope to see. I don't know. It's 1:41 in the morning and I'm losing my mind. So I hope you guys will tune in next week. Until then, bye.